Okay, let's chat about the complex metaprograms. So complex metaprograms, these are going to go more complex than the Myers-Briggs metaprograms. And remember, everybody knows that there's a difference between the meta model and metaprograms, right? We all know that, right? Okay. Meta model is Virginia Satir's language patterns. Metaprograms are unconscious filters to content-free filters to perception. Content-free means that there's no content. Like a value, there's content. What's the specific content of the value is whatever the word is. Metaprograms is just kind of like on or off. Does the person see the glasses half empty or half full generally? Do they prefer to operate in teams or by themselves? So those are they're content-free filters to perception. There's no specific content. It's just one of the choices that we offer here. Yeah. The first one is the direction filter. And the question is, does the person move primarily toward or away from? And by the way, what's really nice about the questions here is that the questions are kind of innocuous in terms of they're difficult to tell necessarily what it is that you're looking for in terms of a response from the client. So you can ask these types of questions. Here's where the value programs, or the metaprograms rather, are useful in hiring consulting, because they're going to tell you a whole lot about that individual. In fact, this list of questions is a list of 16 questions, which you can ask somebody in a period of about 8 minutes, and you'll know more about them than they know about themselves oftentimes. Okay, there are a series of 16 questions that you can ask people, and you can do this in about 8 minutes' time. I used this when I was doing hiring consulting. I still use it if I'm doing interventions. Like when I'm working with a client, I'll find out oftentimes what their metaprograms are, because then I can tailor the intervention inside their personality style. So here's where we're getting to more tailored interventions. We're working within the individual's internal propulsion system in order to get the intervention to take hold and really get them to take off and blast off. I also use metaprograms to communicate with somebody inside their filtration system. So you can actually tailor your communication so that it goes right in without conscious resistance once you understand metaprograms. So metaprograms have the potential of making you a very powerful communicator. They have the potential of assisting you in doing personality profiling, because it's really a personality profiling system, to either tailor interventions or do hiring consulting for people, or just really gain a lot of information about somebody. I'll also use metaprograms. I'll teach when I do couples consulting, or if I'm working with entities that are looking to interrelate better with each other, I'll teach them each other's metaprograms. Because like for example, the husband that's the global thinker and the wife who's the specific thinker, she comes home and he says, "How'd you spend your day?" And she says, "Well, at 8:30 I did this. At 8:45 I did my hair. At 9 o'clock I took the kids out." And she asks him, "How'd you spend your day?" And he said, "Well, I did the same as always." He's more global, she's more specific. Now that can create a lot of communication issues within the context of the relationship. But once people understand that, then you can learn that you can feed information to people in a way that works for them, rather than the way that works for you. And understanding the differences in people allows us to be more accepting of those differences as well. Yep. Or to work within the differences. So let's take a look at these. The first one was the direction filter. And primarily what you're going to ask the person, you're going to say, what do you want in a car? If you ask them, what do you want in a car, or what's important to you about a car, what you're going to do is, that's a nice one to use, because it will tend to be cross-contextual, though not always. But when you ask them, what do you want in a car, what that does is they're going to give us some language. What they look for in that car will tend to be the same thing that the language that they use for that will tend to be the same type of language that they'll use in relationships and health and career and so on and so forth. So when I was doing hiring consulting, I would either ask them, what do you want in a job? But sometimes I would just ask them a question, what do you want in a car? And I would get a lot of information by the way they answered that question. And what I'm listening for is, do they speak with toward language or away from language? So I ask you, what do you want from a car? And one person might say, well, I want a really nice car that moves, that moves fast, gives a good gas mileage, looks nice. And somebody else might say, well, I just want something that doesn't break down, or I don't get stuck on the road. Okay, that's going to be more away from language. And they will tend to, the people that, and we're looking for, is that person toward, primarily toward or away from? Or, see, we have a few different options here. Are they toward? That means they use totally toward language. Are they toward with a little away? Are they both toward and away equally? Are they away with a little toward? Or are they away? And we're just going to look for poundage in the language. Now, notice how innocuous that question is. You ask somebody, what kind of car do you look for? And you just listen to their language, and you're just hearing, and you're going, okay, this person is primarily toward, or this person is primarily away, or somewhere in between. And you'll make a distinction based on that. Now, if you wanted to get more specific, you could. Like if I was doing performance enhancement coaching for somebody in the context of their career, I might just ask them right out, what do you look for in your career? But if I wanted to be less... a little bit more covert about it, I might just ask him, what kind of car are you looking for? What do you look for in a car? The toward or away from is going to be cross-contextual usually, generally. Sometimes it won't, but oftentimes it'll be cross-contextual. Actually, here's the thing with metaprograms. The metaprograms in general are going to be context-dependent. So if you elicit the metaprograms in one context, you may find a different set of distinctions than you would in a different context. Although the toward and away from filter will tend to be a little bit more cross-contextual. Typically. Not always, but typically. Because, I mean, don't you hear people that use a lot of away from language? Mm-hmm. Everyone? Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why I say typically. And then what I would do is I would always keep my mind open as I'm listening to them answer other questions and stuff and notice that they're using toward language or away from language as well. But as I mentioned, if I was doing specific performance enhancement coaching in the context of their career, I'd probably just ask them, what are you looking for in a career? And if I was doing hiring consulting and I wanted to elicit their values as well because I wanted to know what their values are because you'd want to know that in hiring consulting, then I would just ask them what's important to you in a career and I'd get that same information. Make sense? So I could get that by eliciting their values as well and listening to how they describe the values. Yeah, in a car dealership, if I said what's important to you in a car, if I was a car salesman, I'd clearly want to know if they were toward or away from motivated, because that's going to make a big difference in how you present it. These things don't break down. You know. Two, reason filter. Why are you choosing to do what you're doing? There's going to be some people that choose to do what they're doing for possibility. And there's going to be some people that choose to do what they're doing for necessity. So what you're going to do is say, hey, why are you choosing to do what you're doing? And that could be in the context of career or relationships or whatever context. So when we elicit metaprograms, we'll usually elicit them in a specific context. You say, why are you choosing to do what you're doing? And they're going to either talk about the possibilities or they're going to talk about the necessities. Well, because I have to. Well, I have to do what I'm doing. So you're going to listen to the language. So there is a difference between toward and away from and possibility and necessity. And the possibility, you're going to listen to their modal operators. Are they going to, that's basically where that's going to come out. Are they using modal operators of possibility or are they using modal operators of necessity? Well, I'm doing this so I can be more successful at this career or that career, or so I can have this, or so I can attain this. Or are they saying, well, because I have to, because I've got to take care of my kids, and I've got to put my kids through school, and so on and so forth. So basically, you're going to listen to modal operators, and you're going to determine, is it because of the possibility that they're looking for, the necessity, or both? Yep. Number three, frame of reference filter. How do you know when you're doing a good job? Some people have an internal frame of reference. Some people have an external frame of reference. Some people are balanced. Some people have an internal frame of reference with an external check, and others have an external frame of reference with an internal check. Okay, so if somebody says, you say, how do you know you're good? How do you know when you're doing a good job? And you say, or you ask somebody, how do you know you're doing a good job? And they say, well, I just know it. I feel it. What's that? Internal. What if they say, well, somebody, when my boss tells me I'm doing a good job, what's that? External. If they say, well, I get a feeling about it and then I hear it from somebody else, what's that? Could either be balanced or it could be internal with an external check. It depends on how they describe it. Balanced would be more like they just talked about each one and being equal. Like I do this, and then I hear this, and then a little bit, then I really know that I did it, and then maybe I see it in other places. So they talk about it in a balanced way. Internal with an external check, I say, I get the feeling, and then somebody backs it up, and I know. If they say external, well, my boss tells me that I'm doing a good job, and then I get a feeling, and I just know it inside myself. Yeah, that would be an external with an internal check. Interesting, huh?